Or would you be willing to talk about the difference between mindfulness and bare knowing, just the one who knows knowing?
Oh, well, I mean, one, I mean, those are all, I mean, mindfulness is fairly straightforward. Bare knowing is kind of a, kind of concocted idiom that was used for a while that I don't think is all that applicable. One who knows is kind of open to interpretation in many ways. Different people, different teachers use it in different ways. But certainly, one who knows is the the quality, your direct translation of Buddha, so that you're talking about an elevated knowing, an elevated understanding. Mindfulness is a say like a tool or a quality of mind that we cultivate and develop and apply in order to establish a more consistent clarity and understanding. And certainly the Buddha didn't use mindfulness on its own all that much. Mindfulness was almost always coupled with clear comprehension, so that sati and sampajanya were fairly used as supporting each other in order for that mindfulness to be fully useful. In the Thai idioms that are used in speaking Dhamma, mindfulness is used a lot with banya, so that awareness and discernment. so that you have to pay attention to how different teachers are encouraging or using the terms. There's a constant, even the Buddha, when he, talks of the foundations of mindfulness, that Satipatthana, the Satipatthana Sutta, when the Buddha defines mindfulness, then it has four particular qualities: the application of effort, the establishing of mindfulness in the sense of having that kind of awareness that is grounded, sampajanya, which is clear comprehension, and then having the vinaya lokeya pichatam, so that the function of mindfulness is also to pull out or relinquish the tendencies to liking and disliking. So it's a function of mindfulness. So that it's there's a constellation of applications of mind that even the Buddha, right in the that's a that the found. foundation of mindfulness. And it's not just mindfulness sort of somehow standing on its own, or which is sort of like the how the bare knowing as an idiom that was, I don't know where it came from, 60s I think. So there isn't really some kind of pure knowing, that there's only this narrow spectrum of knowing. It's a dynamic of the mind that allows clarity and discernment and an ability to that quality. The one who knows is also somebody who doesn't suffer. In that sense, of the function of that mindfulness application of awareness is that one is it's for releasing the heart from suffering.